This is Dr. Ali Dickering, follow up Rawls Notary Rural, RUIZ, Sandra, SANDRA, date of birth 4/8/1947, place, Future Care Sandtown, date of service 8/28/2023. Patient seen today as a follow up sub to rehab. She has been complaining of feeling funny sensation, tingling in the left hand, reported by the nursing staff. And we have did a previous CT scan, not CT. We did previously X-ray of the cervical spine, and that has red cervical disc disease. Other than that, patient has no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting. And no fever, no chills. Patient is functioning at the baseline, chronic leg edema, but there's no cough, tenderness, no pain, and no headache, no dizziness. Past history shows history of alcohol abuse and Wernicke encephalopathy, alcohol abuse, COVID infection with recovery, chronic leg edema, amputated dysfunction, vitamin D deficiency, and gait abnormalities. Physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert. Cooperative, blood pressure 116/67, pulse 68, temperature 97.8 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 95%, neck supports AVD, neck and chest, non-tender, lungs, no wheezing, heart SMS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels are positive, extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness, extremities, edema on the both legs, but no calf tenderness. Neuro, she's awake, alert, amplitude dysfunction. Medication lab, medication reviewed assessment. Patient has amplitude dysfunction. Next line, Wernicke encephalopathy. Next line, history of PE. Next line, history of vitamin D deficiency. Next line, neuropathy. Next line, cervical radiculopathy causing tingling sensation in the left arm. Currently, patient has been getting multivitamin supplement daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, Sanocar daily, Asper cream and lidocaine patch for the left ankle, for the pain control, Tylenol, PRN, gabapentin 600 mg 3 times a day for neuropathic pain, apixaban 2.5 mg BID, calcium carbonate 500 mg 2 tablet every 6 hours. And ammonium lactate 12% lotion for the dry skin, vitamin D supplement 50,000 units. Lidocaine, gel PRN. Plan of care will discontinue vitamin D. She has been getting every 30 days. Actually, we'll get the vitamin D level first, and if the levels are therapeutic, we may decrease the dose of vitamin D supplement. In the meantime, we'll continue all her current medications. Here, we can discuss with nursing staff. She didn't have any recent lab done. I will order a BNP on her and vitamin B12 level. And also magnesium level.